Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our 10th episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
Boy, we had a really great and vibrant meeting this recently with our business owners, Liz. I was so excited about this business roundtable we had talking about supporting local.
I was too, and it was so great to see so many of the business owners show up, show their support, and for all of us to talk about how we can start supporting each other and how the community can start supporting these small businesses.
Yeah, I think we do a decent job already, but I think there's always room for improvement. And just again, like you said, I think so many times we get so busy and we start working in silos. And just going back to that basic knowledge of working together, collaborating together, how can we support each other? Because, you know, this is how we will continue to create a thriving and growing community.
Exactly. And to talk about the stats, too, of just what does your money do when you support local? I mean, the stats are amazing, and we can't wait to share them with you.
Yeah, so keep watch on our social media. It's going to be exciting. And one of the first things coming up, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, is Women's Night. So that is a great opportunity for you all to come out and support our local businesses.
And with Women's Night, we're talking spring events. So check out both the Ada Business Association and Discover Ada's website for all the upcoming spring events. Jump on Facebook, say you're coming, share it, support all of these businesses, and support these events.
Today, we are really thrilled to have Bob Weiland and Brandon Gessler from Godwin Ada Village Hardware on the podcast. If you have visited Godwin's, you have experienced the exceptional service and sense of community. At Godwin, the staff is like family, which is evident in the way they care for their team members and customers. Join us in learning more about Bob and Brandon and the secret behind their success in Ada.
All right, we are super excited to have Bob and Brandon with here with us today. You guys, we always start with the hardest question. We joke it's the hardest question. But tell us a little bit about yourselves and then also Godwin.
Bob Weiland. I born and raised in Grand Rapids, and I've been with Godwin Hardware and Plumbing for 38 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Boy, I've got three adult children, a couple of grandkids, a couple of grand puppies. Love to get away up in Cadillac. We have a cottage up in Cadillac, so I just love to go up there and relax and enjoy. I'm learning to do that at my old age.
It's very important.
Yes. Wish I could have done that when I was younger, but yeah, you know, oh well.
Yeah.
Love doing what I do, and it's fun. That's all I can tell you. I don't know.
Brandon Gessler, born and raised here in Lowell, Ada area. I've been with Godwin now for almost 14 years. Got two kids, younger kids. Love being here in the Ada community and everything.
I love that longevity that you've both had with Godwin's. Is that pretty normal with your staff?
I would say when I look at the history of Godwin and the employees that we have there, there's a lot of, what do we say, senior employees or longevity has been, it's a plus and a minus, obviously, but at least I think it's obvious that sometimes in the retail trade, having longevity is great because then people know their craft, because retail is a craft as well. But at the same time, we got to have the young blood in there to take over, because I don't plan on being here forever.
Really?
It's just nice to have that new infusion. But, I mean, that goes along with Godwin's philosophy, too, we feel everybody is part of the family. We all get along, I think, for the most part. Mm-hmm. And we try to have activities also. I mean, it's not just a job. We try to have other outside activities to make it more of a community or a fellowship or a family. So our ownership has that philosophy and that that the direction to make it more of a good atmosphere to work at. So and all the guys that I've known for the 38 years that are still there, we have a great time. We have a fun time. Yeah. And it's great to have fun at work. And I think even here at Ada 2, we have fun. Yeah.
Can you guys tell us a little bit about Godwin? So for the people that don't know anything about it, can you give a really quick overview of what Godwin is?
Godwin is celebrating 70 years this year. This is the 70th anniversary of Godwin Hardware and Plumbing. Started way back in 55. Red Brummel bought a location in the Godwin area as a hardware store, and it has just grown substantially over the years. A couple different locations, and now we have two locations, Ada Branch that we opened up 33 years ago. We took over the old Ada hardware from the Seitzmas and re-energized the store, restocked the store, and it's been a great success here in Ada. Godwin has grown over the years, too. We do we're well known for Godwin Plumbing, doing residential plumbing, commercial plumbing, institutional plumbing, heating, cooling. But if you just need nuts and bolts, too, I mean, if you need a little 30-cent screw, we have that. If you need a $30,000 bathroom remodel, we can do that, too. So we pride ourselves in having that obscure, hard-to-find thing, and we're not afraid to special order things, too. We're not just limited to the items that are on the shelf that you can easily come in and get. If there's something that you need that you can't find anywhere else or unsure where to get it, we'll take charge of that and try to make it happen.
You guys really live up to that Godwin's Got It slogan. Yeah. Yep. And I have found that to be so true. There have been times that I have needed something for an event, and I come flying into the store, and there's always somebody there with a smile on their face, and they can take me exactly to it, and you always have it on.
I hear that a lot from customers nearly every day. Yeah. That, especially now, I'm at the division store a little bit more than I am at the Ada store now. That just requires a little bit more of my time over there. Especially when it comes to plumbing parts and people are trying to revitalize an old faucet or fix an old item that they need an oddball screw for, or oddball nut, a left-handed nut or a metric screw or something that they just can't find, they get that smile on their face and they just say, oh yeah, Godwin's got it. Godwin's got it.
Yeah, even here in Ada, with how small of a store we have, broken into the three kind of rooms with the, you know, old squeaky hardwood floors, but it's there's so much stuff packed into that store that I think a lot of customers can't find some of it sometimes because it's hidden behind everything else, but there's so much packed into that store.
But those guys know exactly where every single thing is. It is very impressive.
Yes.
And they love it.
Yep.
We try. Definitely.
I love that in each section of the store, there's always somebody with a smile on their face in that section, and they may hand you off to somebody in the next room of the store, or they can say, oh, no, I know exactly. Take you right to it. You're in and out quickly. It's really quite wonderful.
It is.
So I do want to ask you, I have heard that the store here may have a ghost story. Is that true? Do you not want me bringing that up?
I know a little bit from when I started there working in the back room in the shop. Ray, who was the longtime mechanic there, the door would every once in a while open just randomly, and, you know, kind of a airflow, whatever, but it was that was always the ghost, you know.
Okay.
That was how he always referred to it as.
Well, you know, the corner store of that building is, what, 1900? So it's an old, old building.
1915 was the plaque that we had.
Okay. So, yeah, it's you accumulate a lot of stuff, whether it's ghost stories or dust and debris.
It's like it used to be a bank.
Yeah, yeah. Over the years, of course, that building has changed over the years. Yeah. You know, that one side, that one wall is a walk-in safe. I mean, it's hidden behind the shelving now, but it was a giant door walk-in small little safe that you could walk into. A community kind of a bank, I guess, from many, many years ago.
Tom Seitzman, one of the previous owners, told me one of the basements used to be the ice house where they'd hold ice in the basement. And he goes, he remember, that was, they'd have the ice, they'd haul the ice out of the river and store the ice there for the summer.
Interesting. And that basement is still?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. We learn something new every day about that.
Absolutely.
What is some of the most challenging parts about being part of a small business? Almost all the businesses down in Ada Village are small business based. So we ask this to most of the people on the podcast. But being a part of a small business and not the owners, what are some of the obstacles?
Well, there's not just one. So where do we start? But, probably the main... I'm going to label it maybe as two different things. We go back to having longevity for employees, but having the right employees and having the right mix of employees, there is still turnover, even with a crew that we have some longevity, but there is still turnover, and so we need to replace. And in today's market, that's a very tough thing, and you have to be somewhat aggressive. Employees is one thing, and then having the right mix of items, because that does change. I mean, over the years, I've been here, been with Godwin for 38 years, and what I sold 38 years ago doesn't apply today. It's things change. I mean, even there's new products being introduced every single day, whether it is from steel or Toro or Milwaukee or plumbing items. Everybody's got a new way of doing things and trying to improve things and staying on top of that, having the right mix of products. Boy, that can be a real big challenge.
Yes. Yeah, I see it especially with like the steel products, because everybody's switching from gas to battery. So it's keeping that right balance of what do people want and what are they going to want in the next 12 months.
And do you guys struggle too with keeping up with like the big box stores? Because obviously they can buy a lot more in inventory. They probably get a little bit cheaper and then maybe they can put it on sale. Or do you guys feel that your customer base is loyal to you because of who you are?
I think the customer base is more loyal to us because of who we are. Because yes, you get some that, I can get it cheaper someplace else. But a lot of them realize that going to the big box store, they're going to point and go, it's an aisle 12. And that's going to be all they're going to do to help you, where you come in for us, and if it's a plumbing problem and it's, this is what I'm trying to do, and we have people that'll be able to walk you through, these are the parts you're going to need, this is how you're going to need to do it, and we're going to go that extra several steps, where they realize that you're not going to get that at the big box store. So they look past some of, if there's a price difference as the, I'm paying for the experience, the expertise of the people that are here, as opposed to the big box store. I'll take the equipment. If you buy equipment from us, you buy it at the big box store, you're buying it in the box. Mm-hmm. Take it home, put it together. Right. You buy it from us, it starts, it's running. We go over how to run it, how to operate it, do everything like that. So when you walk out of there, you can go home and use it right away. I think we go to a different level than what the box stores do.
Wow.
Most definitely. I think there's great value in that customer service and that expertise because, yeah, like you said, you may save a few dollars, but then if you're spending a couple of hours at home trying to figure out how to put something together, and then if it doesn't start, I mean, what did you really save? And I think that is so important for people to realize. And also, I'm not a person that likes to be wandering up and down rows of a big store at the end of the day when I'm tired. I'd rather, again, I needed a certain size bungee cord. I need to get a banner up really quick. I came into the store here in Ada. I was in and out, I think, in 5 minutes. Got the banner up, was able to go home. I mean, that there's so much value in that. Just to have somebody say, yep, I know what you're saying. This is the strength of the bungee cord you need. This length should work for what you're talking about. Here you go.
Very true. Very true. I think also our community here likes to have, I think they like to have all the little things here right in Ada. They don't need to go 25 miles away to find it. If they can find it here in Ada, that's what is great. I love this little community here. It really is. Community is just a great adjective, I guess I can use. It describes the whole area. I mean, with the beers on the bridge, the chili cook-off, the Halloween fest, the women's night out. I mean, there's just so many little activities that they can participate in. It just makes it so much more appealing to just to be able to come here and shop and do what you need to do, and you're not that far away from home.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about community because we're talking about this whole small business or small support a local campaign. And like, it is the community that has to keep supporting all of these small businesses, because without them, right, we just don't have a business and we don't have events and we don't have more people coming down here to work. So it really is important. It is very important to keep that word of community going.
So you've talked about this a little bit, but what do you guys like most about being right there in the heart of historic Ada? As we all know, Ada has changed dramatically in the last 5 years. You guys have seen it.
I remember when the building started first going up, too. We had customers saying, you guys moved your store. Because the stoplight used to be
right at our
we were downtown. I'm gonna just say because the stoplight was there, and so we were downtown, and then that got moved a block down the way, and people think that we moved the building. No, we're right where we were, but it just shifted. Which is it's even this morning on the way drive in too. It was like, wow, I can't believe how many new things have happened here, and how. It's not huge, it's big, but it's not overly big. You still have that small town feel, I think, which is what everybody loves. They really do. They love to be able to walk from this store to that restaurant. That's great.
And I think even too, like, keeping that small town feel in the way of the people.
Yes.
You know, it's still the same people coming down. You're still seeing the same people on the sidewalks and saying hi. It just is just a little bit bigger.
Yep.
A few more amenities, but that's always a good thing. Yeah. I mean, growth is needed. There's a lot of, you know, homes going up, people, more customers coming in, needing things for their, you know, new houses or even ones that are being restored. So, I mean, you do need that growth also just to stay vibrant and to be a viable community. But
all right, so if you guys were to spend the perfect Saturday down in Ada Village, what would it look like?
I mean, you got to start the day off by coming to the hardware store and getting free popcorn.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you can't start anywhere else.
There you go. Absolutely.
You got to come get Terry's Finest or Eric's, depending on who happens to be there that Saturday.
Ooh, is there ever a competition of who makes the best popcorn?
Oh, they turn it into a competition. Okay. They try to.
That's where we have the fun.
Yep.
Because they like to rib each other on
whose is better.
I made this many batches. Well,
the popcorn and the mini donuts were huge hits at the extravaganza recently. Yeah. So thank you guys for being there and doing that. But after you stopped into Godwin's and got your popcorn, what else would you? What else do you like to do in Ada?
Well, hopefully there's one of those activities going, like the beers on the bridge or the chili cook-off. the farmer's market. I mean, all these little things. That's just what makes it so much more appealing is if you can come down with the family and do a little bit of shopping, a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of eating. Everybody's got to, you got to fill up your tummy. But that's what's so great, having these little benches here and there. You can sit down and just bask in the sun. Hopefully it's sunny. It's not raining or snowing. Yeah. But it's just a great way to spend the day, really. And doesn't have to, you don't have to stop at Godwin first. You can go get donuts first down
coffee,
the street.
Baby.
Yep, yep. Because there are, we have some great little restaurants. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is the best part about it. But, you know, Friday nights coming and listening to the bands, I just love it. That's what I'm hoping can be. It'd be great if it was an everyday thing, but then if it becomes an everyday thing, it becomes boring and stagnant. So that's where having these little things to plan ahead on your calendar is what makes it that much more appealing.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Brandon, what is your family? You have kids. What do they like about Ada?
The donuts.
The donuts.
You know, coming down.
Typical kid, right?
It's all about coming down and getting donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, They like walking the parks and stuff like that. I think that's their biggest thing. They're not big into going into stores type of deal.
Yeah.
Don't you just love to? I mean, we have all these trails that will end up in downtown Ada, but I mean, you could go down Buttrick, you could go up Ada Drive, you could go down Fulton. I mean, there's all these little trails all over the place, and that makes it very appealing for a lot of individuals and families, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Well, how can our listeners best stay in contact with you, Godwin?
Stop on in and grab popcorn.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, of course, we have a website, www.godwinada.com. Call us. Don't be afraid to use the phone. Stop on in. I mean, even if it's just to say hi. Check on status of your mower, ask about screen repairs, key cutting, whatever. But I do remember that too. Saturday mornings sometimes were a little before downtown got big. We'd have some regular customers come in, grab a cup of coffee, and they would sit there and chit chat for a half hour, 40 minutes. They are not even shopping, but they would chit chat and relax and talk about their week, and then they'd shop a little bit, but sometimes just gathering around, stopping in, being part of that community, being part of that family, you know, say hi.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it was great. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right, Cam, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it. First up on our list is the Ada Farmers Market. As soon as spring arrives, I start thinking about getting out to the farmers market and getting all that great fresh produce and meeting the local vendors. And right now, I believe they are still looking for vendors. So if you're interested in being a part of the farmers market, go on their website or the social media page on Facebook and get more information.
All right, and number two, Women's Night, April 24th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come out and enjoy Women's Night. The restaurants are participating. The retail stores are participating. So come, bring your friends, hang out, and make it a night in Ada Village.
Is your family staying in town for spring break? Ada Village has the answer for you. It is a great place for a staycation. Come, eat, shop, play, and stay with us and enjoy this amazing walkable community.
All right, number four, Coffee with a Cop at Foxtail Coffee on April 10th at 8 a.m. with Officer Kate. Many of you guys know her, see her. Come ask questions. Have the kids meet a police officer. This would be such a fun opportunity. Grab a cup of coffee and just come hang out with the community.
Officer Kate is so approachable. Definitely come out and meet her. She is such an amazing resource in our community. All right, and number five, local author Steve Eilers recently published a book. It's called The Ada Witch. It's part fact, part fiction, and sure to be a fun read. Make sure you check that out.
All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.